Manhunt on right now with the surviving suspect in the Boston Marathon terrorist attacks. Now we're hearing for the first time from his mother.
It's impossible for them, for both of them to do such things. So I'm really, 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 really telling that this is a set up. My son would tell me. My son never would keep it in secret. So I would know whoever would be, to, you know, knowing that if there is anyone who would know, it would be me. He would never hide it from me. He would tell me that, but never, never, ever even a word. My youngest one was raised, actually, like raised from 8 years. He was raised in America. And my oldest son, he is really, really properly raised. And in our house, nobody talked about the terrorism. And my son Tamerlan really got involved in the religion, religious politics 5 years ago. So he started following his own religious aspects, and he never told me that he would be on the side of jihad. He was controlled by FBI like for five years. They knew what my son was doing. They knew what actions and what the sites on internet he was going. How could this happen? How could they were controlling every step of him, and they are telling today that this is a terrorist act.
That's the mother of the suspects in the Boston Marathon terrorist attacks, Jahar Narzayev and Tamerlan Zarnayev. She was pleading that she did not believe the charges against. We have also confirmed that the suspect's father was questioned by Russian security forces, but he has been released. I want to bring back Congressman Peter King for his reaction to this. Congressman King, obviously parents like to believe the best about their children. Is there anything that the mother said that surprises you?
Well, I don't find any of it to be true, and I think it would be better. And again, it must be traumatic for the mother and the father. But again, to be saying the FBI set them up and the FBI control them is just absolutely wrong. And it's really offensive. I mean, here's a country that gave them sanctuary, gave them asylum, the United States. And to turn against the country like this, it's bad enough what their sons did. But for the parents to attack the country, to me, is wrong. And I also wonder about his father, who went back to Russia, he said, or Chechnya, to for medical condition. I don't know why anyone would leave Boston, which has the best hospitals in the world, to go back to Russia. But the two of them, to be lashing out at the United States, listen, I don't blame them for saying good things about their sons, even though, you know, they're murderers. But at least that'd be a parent's compassion. But to be lashing out at the United States after what the United States did for them and the opportunities that the United States gave to their sons is really going much, much too far. And I just find it really wrong.
Congressman King, the mother seemed to be suggesting that the FBI knew about her sons before this week. Do you know anything about what she's talking about? Were they on the radar of law enforcement in any way?
No, I'm not aware of that at all. I have not heard that. I mean, it's always possible if somebody could be on a list somewhere, but I'm not aware of that. And I can assure you that there was absolutely no issue of control, no issue of in any way the FBI knowing this was going to happen or happened. So even, again, I see no basis at all in what she's saying, none whatsoever.